January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
At participating KFCs only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the 2 main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those 2 items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you you know, between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb.
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Time is 10:06. It's time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. From Weather Underground right now, Flemington, it is 52 degrees, overcast skies, 10% chance of precipitation right now. The fog announcement or warning has been canceled, so things have been okay right now. It is the 20th of February, and it says that we'll have partly cloudy this afternoon. Record high temperatures expected and a high of 67. Winds will be southwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies early will give way to cloudy skies late tonight. Areas of patchy fog and a low of 52. Winds light and variable. Tomorrow, cloudy skies early, followed by a partial clearing and record high temperatures around 72 degrees. Rain likely on Thursday with a high of 46. About a quarter of an inch of rain is expected. Overcast and rain showers on Friday, a high of 43. Cloudy in the morning, then off and on showers on Saturday in the afternoon with a high of 54. And a half an inch of rain on Sunday with a high of 53. Temperatures in the area: 52 in Raritan, 46 at the county complex, 49 over at Frenchtown, 47 in Phillipsburg, 50 in over by Spruce Run, 50 in the town of Clinton, 50 in Bridgewater. Stay tuned for Tech Today right after these messages.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HunterChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business. We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so the consumers, whether they're seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed about making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments could include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntonchamberradio.com. Phone number here in the studio, 908-237-0410. And to contact me outside of the show, visit my company website, BluePantherBIZ.com. Well, welcome back to another edition of Tech Today after a nice 3-day weekend. We are always interested in finding, searching out, and exposing the advances in technology. And we are definitely not at a shortage of any of that. We'd like to get you some information that makes it interesting for you to look forward to things and makes you make decisions, good, informed decisions about what you're trying to do with your technology, and maybe sometimes holding back from purchasing some technology because it's just not mature enough yet. It might be putting you in some danger. One of the things that's happening today is artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence is the constant growth of information and allowing a computer to think based on past experiences. And this article comes from Fast Company. It says it's published today and it says, can this AI platform make you a better leader? Half of executives fail within the first 18 months of being promoted or hired. Could software fix the problem? Lydia Dishman is the article author. And she says, a robot might not directly take your job, but chances are the automation will force you to learn new skills. In fact, according to experts at McKinsey, as many as 375 million workers globally may need to switch fields and learn new skills soon. That's because at least a third of the tasks in about 60% of the jobs can be automated. High-level thinking and creativity are among the capabilities of artificial intelligence. So how can a software platform claim to make executives and managers better at leading? After all, aren't qualities like optimism, empathy, and emotional intelligence rooted firmly in human behavior? They are, but there are others that plenty of people struggle with, like setting and keeping individual and organized priorities. Enter Indigo, a platform powered by a proprietary of AI tool called Indy. That's spelled I-N-D-I. It launched earlier this month. According to Indigo's CEO and co-founder, Janine Gelbert, Indy is a brain that has consumed all the knowledge the company has gathered in its 15 years of operation. That's a massive data set of a situational analysis, advice, and guidance for different types of leaders that Gelbert says is quite powerful and can provide a, quote, return on leadership, unquote, much like ROI. Gelbert says, quote, there is a huge chasm, unquote, between strategy and execution on many leadership teams. According to a report in Harvard Business Review, 67% of well-formulated strategies fail due to poor execution. One reason was that more than half, 61% of executives in a 10-year longitudinal study said they weren't ready to face strategic challenges after landing a senior leadership role. It's no surprise, then, that 50% to 60% of executives fail within the first 18 months of being promoted or hired. Quote, everyone wants to solve that problem, says Gelbert, but keep throwing a theoretical solution at it. The way she sees it, even the best laid strategies are subject to human forgetting to continue to prioritize them after they roll out. Quote, most leaders and managers walk back and start doing what they were doing before, unquote. Gelbert observes, these are well-meaning, hard-working people, she points out. It's not that they put their feet up, but they are overwhelmed. Pile on more strategies to tackle this or that issue, and the potential for failure goes up. Many leaders are spending too much time on tasks that don't contribute to the organization's most important initiatives. She says, no surprise that one of the biggest time sucks in pointless meetings. Oh boy. This is a bottom line impact as well. In a 2014 study at time usage, Bain and Company found that just one meeting of mid-level managers per week could cost an organization as much as $15 million per year. Adds Gelbert, when everything and nothing is important, leaders aren't clearly thinking how to actually get the right stuff done. Indigo's platform aims to change this. For starters, it has a way of calculating that return on leadership that uses an algorithm to provide an estimate of how much time is wasted by a company by analyzing the size of its management team. When Gelbert explains an organization's mission and priorities are input by an executive leadership team, which is then visible to every manager and company, another component walks individual managers through a type of Q&A to make sure they are clear on what their top three priorities are and how that relates to the organization's, which will indicate if whether the strategy ball is moving forward or not. For the manager who is unclear, the machine bubbles up the most likely priorities. You can still make an executive choice, says Gelbert, but it will not let you set more than three for a month. She says, more than that, and you're scattered and you are not going to get anything done. It also taps into everyone's calendar to see how they are spending their time. This allows leaders to get a visual dashboard of how they are spending their time and how that syncs or doesn't with the organizational's priorities. It's a driving you to think if you want to accept the meeting now that you see others' priorities, Gelbert notes, as well as for upper management to see if their reports are focused on the right action items. Although other AI tools have focused on surfacing potential time wasted in more role processes, Gelbert says that Indy can break down that percentage of time anyone is spending on working towards strategic goals such as increasing revenue and score leaders based on how well their time is spent. That is concrete and actionable, she maintains. Indigo's Indy is available through subscriptions costing $720 per leader per year. This can add up quickly for large companies, but Gelbert argues for the cost of one manager, you can have 200 leaders on the platform. And if they are indeed working solidly towards strategy and skipping pointless meetings, the return on investment could be significant. Well, I know all about those meetings. I've seen plenty of managers who wanted to be in there because it makes them feel good to have a whole bunch of people around them and talk for an hour. I learned a lot about the series of LA Law during those meetings and didn't learn anything about what we're trying to do. So I, for one, if there's anything that you can do to just save people from wasting your time by going to meetings, I'm all for it. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Tech Today, and we are on HuntChamberRadio.com, WHCRDB, the voice of business. We'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Moto G5 Plus, you get them all. The 5.2-inch phone looks good and handled well in the short time we've had with it so far. The 12-megapixel camera has a pro mode where you can tinker with the settings, and a 5-megapixel selfie cam complete with beauty mode. See this thing that looks like a home button? It's not a home button. It's the fingerprint reader. It does have NFC in most markets, though strangely and sadly not in the U.S. It may take you some time to convince yourself that it really won't take you back to the start screen, but it won't.
All right, welcome that back is, to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business. We are talking about technology, and I, for one, can't wait for the new release of the Chrome browser, which is going to stop that from happening, which is that pop-up videos. Google Chrome is putting in something that's going to stop that, and I am all for it. It's a time suck. It's a resource suck on my computer, and obviously it bleeds into what I'm trying to do here, because I can't figure out which of the tabs I have open that's playing a video while I'm trying to talk to you. iOS is, Apple is releasing a new iOS update, 11.2.6, and here are the features that are included. This comes from Forbes, and it was written by Amit Chowdhury, who is the contributor. And came out, I guess it was, well, I don't see a date. Oh, there it is, the 19th, yesterday. It says, today Apple released iOS 11.2.6 for the iPhone, iPad, and iPod Touch. iOS 11.2.6 will not go through any beta tests before it was released to the public. iOS 11.3 is currently being tested by developers. Incidentally, I don't know if everybody realizes the organization of the numbers. So the last dot is really incremental bug fixes for a particular release. The second number in the middle there, the dot two in this case, is a iterative update, what they call a major release of a particular thing. And then the first one is the prime number there, is talking about significant changes. Comes with product changes, and it usually comes with major overhauls of user interface and all that. So they go up incrementally, and as you just saw, we're working on 11.2.6. So this is the sixth bug fix or minor changes to the 11.2 release, and they're about to work on and testing the 11.3 release. So you could expect some larger things to happen in that 11.3 release in the near future. But here's what's going on and what fixes are taking place in the 11.2.6. Includes bug fixes for your phone and iPad. Here's the updates. It first fixes an issue where using certain character sequences could cause apps to crash. Yeah, surprise, surprise. If you happen to type a certain amount of characters or a certain organization of characters, all of a sudden an app freaks out. It also fixes an issue where some third-party apps could fail to connect to external accessories. We've been hearing some rumblings about that. iOS 11.2.6 is considered a minor point software update, so Apple did not add any new notable features to it. And iOS 11.2.6 is the 11th update to iOS 11, following iOS 11.0.1, 11.0.2, 11.0.3, 11.1, 11.1.1, 11.1.2, 11.2, 11.2.1, 11.2.2, and 11.2.5. You can see the progressions. Apple's release notes for the 11.2.6 update says that two bugs have been fixed for the iPhone and iPad. Apple said that the issue where a certain character in the Telugu language that could cause apps to crash has been fixed, and the other bug that was fixed involved problems where third-party apps failed to connect to external accessories. After the Telugu character bug was discovered, many people exploited it as a prank against others. The bug did not affect versions of iOS prior to 11.2.5. Updates to 11 since the launch. So 11.2.5 fixed a malicious GitHub link was used to cause the Messages app to freeze up. The problem was known as Chaos, and to fix that problem, users had to do a hard reset on a device, and it affected Macs as well. The 11.2.5 brought new controls to the HomePod speaker. 11.2.2 was released in early January with a security update that was recommended for all users. The security update contains improvements to Safari and WebKit that mitigated the effects of Spectre vulnerability. iOS 11.2.1 rolled out in mid-December with a fix for a bug that could disable remote access to shared users in the Home app. Prior to that issue, Apple disabled remote HomeKit access after it was discovered that the platform was vulnerable to exploits in smart door locks and garage door opening devices. On December 2nd, iOS 11.2 brought an Apple Pay Cash feature, fast wireless charging support, new indicators and wallpapers for the iPhone X or the iPhone X, several bug fixes, and that update was actually released ahead of schedule, since a fix was needed for an unanticipated problem calling for the December data bug. The December 2nd bug caused devices to crash repeatedly if certain apps with local notifications were installed. 11.1.2 included two bug fixes for the iPhone X. 11.1.2 had a fixed problem that caused the iPhone X screen to become unresponsive after a rapid temperature change, and the other fix had to do with live photos and videos being distorted with the iPhone X. 11.1.1 rectified a problem that caused the keyboard to convert the letter I to an A with a question mark symbol next to it. And the iOS 11.1.1 also resolved an issue where the Hey Siri feature was not working. 11.1 contained over 70 new emoji and the 3D touch multitasking gesture was restored. And 11.1 also had fixes for bugs that caused the live photo FX to be played back slowly and caused mail notifications to reappear on the lock screen. 11.0.3 corrected an issue that was causing the audio and haptic feature. Haptic is the sensitivity that you feel when you click on the keyboard, become dysfunctional on iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus devices. And 11.0.3 also fixed an issue that caused the touch input to become unresponsive on iPhone 6S displays without genuine Apple parts. iOS 11.0.2 resolved bugs that caused Craigslist crackling noises in the earpiece of the iPhone 8 devices. Plus, iOS 11.0.2 fixed a bug causing attachments in MIME encrypted emails to no longer work. And 11.0.2 also fixed a bug that blocked photos from appearing. 11.0.1 improved synchronization issues in the Outlook.com, Office 365, and Exchange Server 2016, running on Windows Server 2016 in Apple Mail. And there were performance improvements for the iMessage app drawer, Springboard, and App Explorer. What will 11.3 give you? In late December, Apple acknowledged that the company could have done a better job being transparent about its performance. Throttling involved battery degradation. So 11.3 will contain an update that will allow users to decide if they want the performance of their iPhones to be throttled. Essentially, Apple was intentionally slowing down the performance of iPhones with degraded batteries in order to prevent unexpected shutdowns. This was a controversial move because many consumers did not know Apple was doing this, so they ended up buying new devices rather than replacing the batteries on their older devices. Apple had issued a formal apology for the issue, but over 26 class action lawsuits have been filed against the company. With a low battery state of charge, a higher chemical age, or colder temperature, users are more likely to experience unexpected shutdowns. In extreme cases, shutdowns can occur more frequently, thereby rendering the device unreliable or unusable. For iPhone 6, iPhone 6 Plus, iPhone 6S, and iPhone 6S Plus, iPhone SE, iPhone 7, and 7 Plus, iOS dynamically manages performance peaks to prevent the device from unexpectedly shutting down so that the iPhone can still be used. This performance management feature is specific to iPhone and does not apply to all other Apple products. 11.3 will also carry a feature that will enable users to manually select whether to keep the iPhone performance working at full speed or not. And users will also be notified when the battery degrades to a certain level. There will be a new menu that will show information about the battery health as well. So it's obvious that you have to keep your phone updated. Some people don't want to do it. It takes time. It takes space. It takes some tender, loving care. But there are bug fixes here. In certain cases, threats that are minor or rare, but still threats. And you need to keep the updates going so that you are not vulnerable to those threats or any other ones that might be out there. So there you have it. 11.3 is coming, and it's going to fix some of the problems and issues and angst that iPhone users have experienced. It's 10:30. Time for us to take a break. You're listening to Tech Today on WHCR.
Panasonic may have just the tablet for you. The CF33 is a rugged toughbook from a company that has long cornered the market on rugged laptops. As a two-in-one device, you can use it just as a tablet or attach it to the keyboard for easier typing. It's all wrapped in an uber-durable skin that gets you to take plenty of time.
USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating. KFC's $10 chicken shares. It's finger-licking good.
And participating KFC's only. Hot wings not available at all locations. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The fate of a bipartisan immigration bill hangs in the balance as yesterday the Senate rejected 4 different immigration bills. But where do we go from here? Congressman Tom Reed says it's all about compromise.
If this is going to be addressed, I think you're going to have kind of a middle ground type of bipartisan agreement. Now, I'm not very optimistic as to what I hear out of the Senate and anything coming out of the Senate, so therefore that doesn't bode well for the future of solving this.
The congressman from New York then continues by talking about the two main issues that need to be solved here.
Taking care of the kids that are part of that dreamer population, I think that we can solve that and allow them to have the American opportunity, American dream. But we also have to secure the border. And if you limit it to those two items alone, I think there is a solution that can be forged together here.
The Justice Department today announced indictments on 13 Russian nationals and a trio of Russian entities on charges related to the Kremlin's effort to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. This is USA Radio News.
In theaters now, from PureFlix.
Samson, chosen by the living God.
A hero will rise.
He has the strength of a god. I saw it with my own eyes.
My name is Samson, and you will face the wrath of God.
Samson, rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13. Now playing. For tickets and information, go to samson.movie.
And with a look at things going on around the world, here is USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
An economic assessment by Smith College professor Andrew Zimbalist finds South Korea spent roughly $13 billion to host the ongoing Winter Olympics, but will generate less than $3 billion in short-term revenue. South Korea's government optimistically says hosting the Games will draw in at least $18 billion in revenue in the coming years. But Zimbalist is skeptical, saying meager ticket sales show the challenge of turning Pyeongchang into a popular international resort town. Reuters reports up to 100 Russian mercenaries may have been killed in eastern Syria last week after the U.S. responded with force to an assault on allied Kurdish fighters. In a pattern seen in eastern Ukraine, Russian mercenaries are said to be taking on an increased role across Syria. By relying on contractors instead of uniformed personnel, Russia's government is not required to report on death tolls or injuries. And Germany's foreign minister is asking the U.S. to step up its participation in transatlantic security by doing more than funding its military. The complaint that certain German allies have rolled back spending on diplomacy and the U.N. comes days after President Trump's proposed budget spelled out steep cuts at the State Department, U.N., and USAID. But Ursula von der Leyen did propose a compromise, saying Germany would increase its military spending and push others in Europe to do so if the U.S. remained diplomatically engaged. We'll see if that message reaches Washington.
For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
The G6 is finally here. Unlike the modular-like G5 from before, LG took a more mainstream approach this time. And from what we've seen so far, it's paying off. The G6 is LG's nicest looking flagship yet, which I don't say all the time given last year's G5.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingJimBerg.com, the voice of business. We're giving you insight into technology, things that are happening out there that are coming your way, business and personally. One of the things is electric scooters, CNN.tech. Matt McFarlane reports on the 15th that could electric scooters become the new bike share? A souped-up kid's toy is turning into a hot transportation option for adults. Cities are taking interest in electric scooter share systems as an affordable commuting alternative to cut down on pollution and traffic congestion. The electric scooters, which weigh between 30 and 40 pounds, reach speeds of 15 miles per hour. In September, Santa Monica, California became the first U.S. city to have an electric scooter share service. Users find and unlock one of the more than 1,000 scooters with a smartphone app. A ride costs a minimum of $1 and then 15 cents for each minute of riding throughout the beach town. Bird, the startup operating the scooter share, picks up the scooters every night to charge them and places them around Santa Monica each morning for commuters. The company has created by former Uber and Lyft executive Travis VanderZaden, after he realized ride-sharing services didn't have a positive impact on traffic congestion and carbon emissions. Since its September 2017 launch, Bird's system has served more than 50,000 riders who have taken 250,000 trips, more than half of which have been in the last month. It's since expanded to Venice, California, and some neighborhoods in Los Angeles and San Diego. Bird plans to expand to dozens of markets by the end of 2018. Competitors, backed by Silicon Valley investors and emerging, two dockless bike share startups, Limebike and Spin, have announced plans to deploy electric scooters in cities this year. Meanwhile, another rival, Urb-E, spelled URB-E, have sold thousands of foldable electric scooters to consumers since 2015. The company's electric scooters range in price from $900 to $2,000. Late last year, it began renting Urb-E's on the University of Southern California campus. It plans to launch its own shared service in cities such as San Francisco and New York by the end of the year. Quote, it took a couple of years for the mass market to realize there is not a toy industry or for rich people, the Urb-E CEO Peter Lee, but this solves an everyday commuter problem. No matter your social class or how much you make, it is seen as a novelty 3 years ago, but now it's seen as a necessity. Electric scooters have also captured the attention of Mayor Pete Buttigieg from South Bend, Indiana. The city, which has limited transportation options due to its moderate density, is interested in using them as a way to improve transportation access. South Bend was one of the first to embrace dockless bike share systems, which allow people to park rented bikes on public land. We love to be early adopters, said Buttigieg. If we satisfy the safety puzzle, we would be open to welcoming the technology. But there aren't clear best practices for when and where electric scooters can be ridden, how fast they can go, or if a helmet needs or should be worn. Santa Monica recently took the electric scooter startup Bird to court for not having an appropriate business license. On Wednesday, Bird agreed to pay over $300,000 in fines. We need to make sure these new transportation systems are lawful and safe for users. Constance Farrell, a spokeswoman for the city of Santa Monica, told CNN, we would like to see motorized scooters continue to operate in the city. They are in line with our focus on multimodal living and carbon light living. According to Farrell, there have been 8 accidents, including one with a serious head injury in Santa Monica after the scooters rolled out. In some other cases, police officers have issued tickets for improper use of the scooters. Users are required to have a driver's license, shouldn't ride on sidewalks, or have other passengers on board. Bird has given out free helmets to some riders and tells its users to ride in bike lanes, but some users ride on sidewalks, and most U.S. streets don't have bike lanes. Spin president Ewan Poon believes riding on the sidewalk at a reasonable speed is what makes sense. The scooters take up less space than bicycles. The global community of cities is going to have to figure out this all out for scooters, Buttigieg said. These trends can move incredibly quickly. That's exciting, but also a little bit scary. So there you have it. You have the opportunity for that. Now, I've seen other things that are out there. One that I've really been fascinated with is a laptop-sized scooter platform. It has 4 wheels. It's no bigger than a laptop, and you put it down and you stand on it and you simply ride on the laptop. It is powered, electric powered, and it has the power to actually push or pull you, plus something you might be carrying or pushing, such as a wheelchair or a shopping cart. What I like about that is that you can basically carry your own transportation with you rather than having to rely on these other scooters that are out there. So, looking forward to seeing where we go with all this type of stuff. We've also seen sneakers with wheels in them on the bottom. We see kids using them from time to time. So there's a lot of opportunities that are coming out that way in the near future. The question is, do we have streets and sidewalks that are properly maintained to make it a safe place to ride these types of things? If you go out to Flemington right now, I know they're coming up with their streetscape concepts and plan, but right now the sidewalks of Flemington, in my opinion, could be a little dangerous for something like this. Hence the reason you probably should be riding these scooters on a street like it was suggested. It's 10:45. We're going to take another break. You're listening to Tech Today. We're on HuntingChamber.com, the voice of business.
That's something that we're also going to see this year. And the phone fits really well in your hand. It's pretty cool.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental. NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody!
Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamber.com. There's no doubt that we are in a computer society, no doubt about it. One of the things that seems to be a deterrent is that whenever you want to try a particular website, a particular app, you are always asked somehow, some way to log in or register and stuff like that. And there are times when you are right off the bat, you know, it's something you want to get into. But there are other ones that you always have a little bit of skepticism and a little bit of remorse if you give away your real email address and all of a sudden you're getting all this extra mail, this extra, and sometimes you get spam newsletters, things that you just won't want to be part of. So there's another option. I don't know if people realize this, but you can create temporary or disposable email addresses. So this comes from Digital Trends, and it's how to create disposable email addresses. especially if you're reluctant to give your email address away. Here's how to make a disposable one. Comes from John Martindale, posted on the 19th. And he says, John says, that services such as Amazon Prime, Hulu, Netflix offer limited time test runs, but if you're ambitious enough, it doesn't have to stop there. In fact, theoretically, you can continue using the service for free using a different email address after that free trial period expires. Retailers, both online and off, also tend to demand an email address in order to take advantage of their offers. But that offer results in an unwanted deluge of spammy corporate emails that you could otherwise do without. Disposable email addresses can help eradicate those irritating messages you're not receiving from Ancestry and Match.com after several years. Some of these services will also allow you to create multiple email addresses and access them in the same window, while others will simply forward everything received at that address to your primary email address, negating some of their usefulness. But below are some of our favorite sites for creating disposable email addresses so you can remain anonymous and abstain from an inbox bulging with advertisements for mail enhancers, online degrees, and whatever else you probably don't need to know or have in your life. First is Gmail. If you're a Gmail user, there's an option to utilize your existing email address to receive emails from whatever service you're signing up for, but then have them routed away from your main address later. Although Gmail doesn't have a throwaway address system, custom email addresses give you much the same functionality. In order to use it, just add a plus to the end of your email address you can give to the service with a special tag. In this example, we use unwanted email. That way, when you receive an email from that service or company, it will have the additional moniker attached to it. So in that particular email, it's a plus unwanted email at gmail.com. There you go. That's a way to put that in there. Once you've done receiving anything in that specific address, you can set up a Gmail filter to make sure that it automatically deletes any emails coming through to that address. To do so, type your particular plus tag in the search box at the top of your inbox and click the arrow on the right-hand side, then put that tag into the from portion of the filter form and create filter from the search. So Gmail gives you the ability to do just that. Take those things that you out there and get rid of them. How about non-forwarding email services? If you'd rather not use a forwarding feature, there are also plenty of standalone apps and services that let you create disposable addresses that you can use. Here are five of the best. MailDrop starts with a familiar premise. Make up an email address or choose an auto-created one, and then the service generates a simple list highlighting any and all emails received to that address in question with a basic refresh option that lets you check emails as they arrive. MailDrop offers a few other features too. The service provides you with an alias address or an automatic alternative that also can send emails to this page, but with an additional light level of privacy. That said, you have to know to original email address to access emails from the alias address. MailDrop also provides cloud-based spam filtering courtesy of Haluna, so you'll get less junk mail when you open your inbox. Mailinator boasts it's a different kind of email service on its site. It's not kidding around. Instead of relying on a sign-up process or built-in creator like other services in our roundup, Mailinator creates an account for whatever email address you use as soon as an email arrives for that address. For instance, if you register for a service with the address boondocks@mailinator.com, the site will create an account for that particular address if one doesn't exist already. Afterward, you can navigate to the Mailinator's homepage and type in your inbox of choice, as can anyone else, since the inbox lacks any sort of password protection. Or you can make up an inbox on the fly and use it as needed when you are worried about spam. Also, Although emails are deleted from the system after a few hours, email addresses will remain intact indefinitely. However, keep in mind many mail stream sites like Facebook already block the well-known domain. You have Gorilla Mail. Technically disposable, Gorilla Mail email addresses are also timeless. Each address can be tailored using one of nine different domain names and a custom inbox ID, much like a standard email address, making address options virtually limitless whether you rely on domain names like sharklasers.com or spam for me. Although the email address you choose at Gorilla Mail will never actually expire, recently received emails that appear in your email inbox will automatically be deleted within an hour, regardless if they've been viewed or not. Additional tools for encrypting your inbox ID and filtering unwanted spam are also built into the platform as a simple email composer. The service is capable of sending attachments up to 150 megabytes and little fanfare. Plus, if you're an Android, there's an app available for making fake email addresses on the fly. The only downside here is that Gorilla Mail is looking a little dated these days and could use an update, though it remains an excellent business-oriented choice. 10 minutes isn't a lot of time, but it's enough to hand a disposable email address to the masses. 10-minute mail isn't swimming with features. It doesn't even let you create your own custom address, but instead revels in simplicity. Once you arrive at the site's homepage, it will provide you with an auto-generated email that will expire in 10 minutes unless you opt to extend it. Additionally, there are various inbox settings located at the bottom of the page for viewing messages with a link above giving email addresses for quickly copying the address to your clipboard as an ultra-fast method for launching a temporary inbox. The amount of time on the site may be exactly what you're looking for. Also gives you the ability to put in an email address for registration and verify it, and then you rarely need it ever again. And then FMG is a lot like 10-Minute Mail in that it's an ad-free site that automatically generates an email for you to use for various services and logins. The email account, however, comes with a couple of features we really like. FMG lets you pick your own address, for example, or supplies you with one if you'd like, if you're in a rush. So there you have it. Temporary email addresses to avoid getting all that spam. It's 10:57. It's time for me to leave the building. It's been my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for listening to Tech Today. Do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. Hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks for listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
The USA Radio News.
The FBI acknowledged that some protocols were not followed after they obtained a tip in January that shooting suspect Nicholas Cruz had a potential of conducting a school shooting. Meanwhile, a former classmate of Cruz is coming out speaking about some of the things he did in his past school years.
I used to always hear stories about him throwing rocks through windows, pulling the fire alarm for fun. No one was really too close to him because it was always assumed that if this were to happen, it'd be him. Someone having the ability to instill that much terror in the people I love hurts.
The FBI said the caller had provided them with information about Cruz's gun ownership, desire to kill people, erratic behavior, and disturbing social media posts in January. Former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney announced today that he will be running for a U.S. Senate seat being left vacant by retiring GOP Senator Orrin Hatch. This is USA Radio News.
Hi.